So the Gemara in Rit Kiddushin, Lamed Alef Amud Alef, has a machlokas, or at least a change of opinion, where the Gemara has quotes of Yosef as saying that he's not sure, or at least in the beginning he thought one way, in the end he thought another way, in regards to mitzvah ve'osa. If a person is commanded to do mitzvah, is that greater than somebody who's not commanded, or vice versa? Which one is better? If you're commanded to do mitzvah, if you're, or if you're volunteering? Everyone familiar with this, right? You all familiar with this? Have you heard of it before, I'm saying? So I think most people's reaction, most people's original svara is like Rabbi Yosef. That what? What's better? What? When you're not, right? You're volunteering. You're going out of your way. You're not obligated. You go out of your way to do it. That's like, you know, that's, we consider that to be better. No, that's what we originally thought. And that's what Rabbi Yosef originally thinks as well. But then Rabbi Yosef changed his mind. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, if he thinks that it's the opposite, that it's really the one who is commanded is greater. One is commanded is greater. Okay, so Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, first of all, Rabbi Yosef says that since I now know that it's true that the one who is commanded is greater, Rabbi Yosef was blind. So Rabbi Yosef said, so now if somebody will tell me that the halacha is that a blind person is obligated in mitzvos, so now I'll throw a party for the Rabbanim. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Why? Why would he throw a party for the Rabbanim? Because he's blind. So of course he's doing the mitzvos, but now he will be, he'll find out that it's, he's actually a commanded, which means that now he goes from being not commanded. As soon as somebody tells him that the halacha is that a summa is obligated, that a blind person is obligated in mitzvos, he'll go from being not commanded to being commanded, right? And that'll be a day of great joy to him, because now he'll be greater than he was before. And so therefore, he would be willing to make a party for the Rabbanan. This is the source, at least according to some poskim, of a very famous thing that we do, which is? No. What? Sudas what? What's the Suda so made of that? No. Suda's bar mitzvah. Suda's bar mitzvah. Because what happens to a katan when he becomes a gadol? We're having a bat mitzvah, by the way, on Sunday night in the blue room, 7:30. No? Just letting you know, but you're not invited. I'm just like telling you, please stay away from there so that I don't have to, like, you know, see you. I'm just kidding. If you want to pull up, you can pull up. Okay, be nice. Milky? Milky's like seven or something. No. No, Chani. Chani. Anyway, yeah, Chani's having a bat mitzvah on Sunday night. I mean, the bat mitzvah already happened. The bat mitzvah was this week. But the party is happening on Sunday night in the blue room. And Rav Katz told me once that the greatest simcha that we can have, the greatest simcha is a bar mitzvah. Greater than any other simcha. Greater than a bris milah, greater than the birth itself, greater than a wedding. God said the greatest simcha is the simcha of the bat mitzvah, of the bar bat mitzvah. Why? Because of this gemara. So let's explain. What's the reason? What's the reason that a person who is mitzvah is greater than the one who's not mitzvah? So there's a tosos on the daf. Tosos on the daf says that if you're commanded, so then you're going to take it more seriously. Since you're commanded and you have to fulfill this thing, whatever it is, you take it much more carefully. You're going to be more medayek. You're going to be more careful to make sure that you do it properly. So it's like a very practical svara. The Tosas Riazakin on the page also says a very similar idea. He says that it's difficult when you have a command. And I'll explain what he says in my own words using a mushal that I heard from my good, I could call him my good friend, my Rav Shimon Verba, was a Rosh Kollel in Beitar Elite. So he said, a mushal like this. Let's say you come home I'll give you a mashal that you guys would understand. It's the same kind of mashal. But I'll give you a mashal that you guys would understand. Okay, you come home and your room's a mess. You come home late at night after shagging in the basement all night. So you come home late at night and, you know, you come into the house quietly. You go to your room and your room's a mess. It's a mess. You haven't cleaned up in a while. It's a big mess. There's laundry all over the floor. There's piles of sparim in various corners of the room because you're always learning in there. You know, it's a mess. And you know what? You roll up your sleeves. You're like, you know what? This is just not. This is not right. No. I gotta clean this up. You roll up your sleeves. You get out your AirPods. You put in some heavy metal. I mean, you put in a shear to accompany you, and you're all pumped up to do it. And right as you're about to start, your mom walks in and says, "Noam, clean this room. It's disgusting." What happens? All of your koach, all of that desire to clean up the room just drains right out. And you say, "Nah, I'm not in the mood." You were about to do it, right? But now that your mom told you to do it, it's like, right? You got to build up all that koach and start. Because it's much harder when somebody tells you to do something to do it than to do something yourself. It's harder because that's sort of like accepting that person on your back. And so you're not less willing to do it. So that's what Tosfos Riya Zakim says over here. Okay. Again, both of Tosfos itself and the Tosfos Riya Zakim are saying psychological svaras, which of course are emes. But there's also a very beautiful idea that's brought down in the Ramchal, in Das Tvunos. And the Ramchal says like this. The Ramchal says that there's something called the Hurmano de Malka. Hurmano de Malka. It means the stamp of the king. The appointment, we'll call it, of the king. Okay? It's a much deeper idea than what we just said in the Tosfos. And it means like this. What was so special by Har Sinai? What happened in this week's parsha? What happened? Did we get the Torah in this week's parsha? Did we? What did we get? We got the Luchos. What did the Luchos have? So the truth is that the Luchos, the original Luchos, you could see the entire Torah in the Luchos. But how long did we have those Luchos for? Not even, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, as he came down the mountain, destroyed them. So we didn't even have them. Like, we never even got to use them. The truth is that the entire Torah was written on them. That was a nace. You could look at the words of the Luchos and you could actually see the entire Torah there. And that was a miracle. But again, we didn't get that. We didn't get that miracle because we messed up. So how much did we actually get? What did we actually get at Har Sinai? What did we get? We got maybe the Ten Commandments because we heard them from Hashem and Moshe, but we didn't really get anything. We didn't get any of the Torah, right? We got the Torah much later on. When did we get the Torah in actuality? When did we actually get the Torah? Who knows? When did we actually get the Torah? 120 days later. But you're right, which is when? Right. Yom Kippur. Okay? And even then we didn't get the whole Torah. We got the Luchos and a lot of other Torah, right? We got Mishpatim then at that time. That's why Mishpatim is right after Yisro. We got stuff. We got laws. But we didn't get the whole thing, right? As we went through the Midbar, we got more and more Torah. So, what did we actually get? What did we actually get in our Sinai? We got, says our Ramchal, we got the Hormona de Malka. The Hormona de Malka. Hormona de Malka means we got the appointment of the king. We were made his messengers, his servants. In other words, we became commanded. We became commanded. We didn't have the commandments yet, but we became commanded. We got the job. We got the job. Why is that so important? Well, what does that mean? And this will tie also into this question. Why is that greater? Why is it greater if you're mitzvah than if you're not mitzvah? The answer is very simple. Let's say I'm walking in Beit Harilit, okay? Here at Torah v'Chassidus Bar Yehuda, and I see a pothole. There's a pothole in the street. A pothole, okay? And I say, you know what? I care about my city, and I'm not happy with this. I wanna fix that. I'm gonna fix it up. Fix that pothole. So what do? I go to the store and I'm gonna spend a little money, buy some material, whatever. And I'll bring it back. I'll mix up the material. Maybe I'll do a good job. Maybe I won't do a good job because, you know, who am I? I'm a little, you know, unprofessional person. And I'll fill in the pothole. Maybe I'll do a good job at that. Maybe I won't do a good job at that. Maybe I'll get the right material. Maybe I won't get the right material. Yeah, okay, but maybe I'll fix that one pothole. Maybe, right? You know how many potholes there are in the street? How long will it take me to fix the whole street? That was really funny. Somebody left an iPhone here. Okay. How long will it take me to fill up the whole street? It would take forever. I would never get it done, right? But what happens if instead of little old me walking down the street, one of the city council members walks down the street and sees the potholes? What happens then? Snap of his fingers, he brings down a whole team of workers, a whole crew. They'll be on that street. They'll have the proper materials. They'll be super professional. And they'll fix the entire street in an hour. I guess that's not really true. That's not how PR actually works. But if it was a king, that's how it would work. If the king's minister is walking down the street and he sees something that needs to be fixed, it's like that. Like that. Okay? Because he has the power. He has been given that power. He just goes to the nearest work crews and he says, I'm representing the king. Get out there and fix that road right now. I'm going to pay you from the treasury of the king. He'll hire the whole team. He has power. That's what we got at Har Sinai. When we do a mitzvah, guys, when every time you do a mitzvah, you're fixing the world. You're bringing down Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're bringing Hashem's presence into the world. You're saving people from cancer. You're saving some guy from getting hit by a car. You have infinite power. We don't understand the power we have. And Nefesh HaChaim writes in, Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, how worlds upon worlds upon worlds that we can't even fathom are tied to our actions. When we do something good, we're building and building and building. Chas v'shalom, the opposite also. But we have tremendous power. Tremendous power. And when did we get that power? We got that power by Har Sinai when we became mitzvahs. You only have that power when you're commanded. When you're not commanded, you're doing a volunteer work. So you're like that guy, you're like me, little old me, walking down the street. I volunteer to come fix up the street. I'll do something, it's good, it's nice. Am I going to really fix up the whole street properly? No. But when I'm commanded, when I have a job, when I am representing the king, that gives me power. That means my power is far-reaching. I can fix worlds, I can destroy worlds. Chas v'shalom. A scary thought. On the negative side of this, but from the negative, don't focus on the negative, but from the negative, we can look at to the positive. It says in the Gemara Gittin that when Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Titus of the Roman general destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he took a zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, laid out a Sefer Torah on the floor, and had beer with her on the Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what it said he did. On top of destroying the entire Beis HaMikdash. The Nefesh HaChaim writes, one Jew thinking one thought of adultery, a thought that a Jew thinks of adultery is worse a million times what Titus did. Y'all hear that? Why? Because Titus is a nobody. He's a nothing. He doesn't have the Hormat of the Malka. He doesn't have the king stamp. So he doesn't have any power. He has power to do what he did. The Gemara says that he didn't even have power to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Pasuk, it says in the Gemara that Kemach Tachun Tachanta. Titus, when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he was just grinding flour that was already ground. That's all he has power to do. If the Jews hadn't sinned, thereby dispersing the Shechina from the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't have been able to do anything. He wouldn't have been able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Because we already destroyed it in the spiritual sense. So he was able to come in and destroy a building. The building is what matters. His impact on the world was nothing. But a Jew's impact? A Jew's impact with one here or one thought, positive or negative. You have power of the king. You have the stamp of approval of the king. You're his messenger. You're his soldier. You're his worker. You're his minister. You have tremendous power, for good or for worse. So from that, we can learn the bad, but focus on the good. It means that every time you do a mitzvah, every time you think about doing a mitzvah, you're like, it's better than as if you built the Beis HaMikdash, as if a goy would build the Beis HaMikdash. You have tremendous power. Every mitzvah that you do is bringing down tremendous shefa in the world. We can't appreciate that. We don't appreciate it. But we have to know that it's true. Every moment that we sit and learn, we're accomplishing tremendous things in the world, fixing things in the world. Gadol mitzvah v'osa. It's not talking about the reward in Olam Haba, according to the Ramchal. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about reward. We're talking about how powerful are you? How big are you? Gadol ha-metzuvah ve'ose. Bigger, powerful. That's what we're talking about. How much power do you have when you do a maisa mitzvah? If you're volunteering, or if you have the king's shlichus. If you have the king's shlichus, you're much more powerful. That's what it means, gadol ha-metzuvah ve'ose. That's the Ramchal's pshat. We have to appreciate this. We have to remember this. Never think that I'm a little guy. Never think I'm a little nothing. Your maisim, your thoughts, your speech are tremendously important, tremendously impactful, tremendously powerful in this world. And Bezrat Hashem, if we think like that, we'll be zoche to always keep in mind our power and do the right thing. And be zoche to b'shem tzadkim v'amen amen. Shkoyach al-gei Shabbos.